evening, Lord, to realize that we are that bride that you are coming to take, oh God. There are so many people, Lord, on earth. There are so many people who could be even be better than us. Many people, Lord, coming from better families, Lord. Even Father, Lord Jehovah, who were born, Father, a better life. But Lord Jehovah, you chose a bride, oh God. Heavenly Father, us who were born in sin, who were running away. But Father, Lord Jehovah, you looked at the very dead one and you said, I'm going to die for that one on the cross of Calvary. Lord, that's why we call it amazing grace. Oh Father, we are thankful, Lord. Heavenly Father, for having you living, Lord, the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, to come, Lord Jehovah, and be with us, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, as you are preparing to come, Lord, we pray that, Lord Jehovah, we also be ready, oh God, like that big magnet. Oh God, it takes even the little pieces of metal that will be on earth, oh God. But Father, it doesn't take anything but only that little magnetic metals that can be magnetized to that big magnet. That's why we are here, Father, to hear the word, oh God, to be magnetized, Father, that when you come to take us home, Lord, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, our bodies will be changed, oh God. Father, this is the hope we cherish not in vain, but Father, Lord Jehovah, even when it is cold like this, Father, Lord God, we come to church. Lord, why? Father, as we are preparing, Father, for you soon coming, oh God, we pray, Father, Lord, may you bless your children, Father. Lord, we are in divine presence. I also pray for the minister of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. May you be with him, Lord. Father, Lord God, to bring down, Father, the presence of God. Lord Jesus Christ, we know you come to church, oh God. We thank you. We appreciate you, Father, as we surrender, Lord, even this service, Lord, in your hands. In the mighty, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. I want to greet you this evening in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Did I see some hands in the balcony there? Amen. We thank God that we managed to fight the cold and be exactly where you are seated. It's really cold. To an extent that you can understand those who didn't manage to come. Asino kuti wauyawo unotowana something nokuti wato it a fight to be here. But because you fought and conquered your way here to church, you will find a blessing. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. I also want to greet those joining us via live streaming in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight.
Usiku uno.
Oh yeah, Josh is beside me. Yeah, that's wonderful, eh? Let's just give also a clap of hand to our young Josh. Yeah, it's good to have young people who want to do the things of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If parents live right, we know our children also will also say, I want to be like mommy, I want to be like daddy. Juvenile delinquency is eliminated.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, by God's grace, God has given us a preacher by the name of Brother Memory Zinyerezi.
Brother Memory Zinyerezi.
He is no stranger here. He was born here. But we exported him. But he's back tonight.
Asima Nero anova dzoka zvekare.
If I recall well,
kana ndikarangarira zvakanaka,
yeah, he was also one of the first people who were going out to the rural areas on a missionary journey.
Ndo vamwe vanhu vekutanga vaienda kumasango uku neva.
Here in Zimbabwe before he went out to South Africa.
Muno munyika yedu yeZimbabwe vasati vaenda ku South Africa.
He was with Pastor Retief in South Africa.
Vaivena Pastor Retief ku South Africa.
And we are privileged to have him.
Isusuo mukana watawana wekunge tinawo madekwana nasi.
Listen up.
Sunungukai.
As we hear from the Lord tonight.
Patinenge tichinzwa kubva kuna Ishe manewa.
We stand on our feet.
Tosumuka netsoka dzedu.
As we sing the song.
Tichiimba rwiyo.
Inviting the minister to the pulpit.
Tichikoka mushumiri pa pulpit.
The Holy of heaven's call me to mansions bright across the sea where loved ones wait and crown are given. Those hills of old are calling.
Why don't you sing it one more time again? The holy hills now.
The holy hills of heaven's coming.
There is a better place waiting for you.
To mansions bright across the sea where
Tara Jehovah ngarirumbidzwe. Hallelujah.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ndinokukwazisai mose nemuzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu.
Be back home.
Zvakanaka kudzoka kumba.
It's good to be here tonight.
Zvakanaka kuve pano manheru anasi.
Hallelujah. I trust you are all happy to be here.
Ndichivimba kuti mose muri kufara kuve pano.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you Jesus.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord.
Tunoda kutenda Ishe
for this opportunity
nemukana uno
to gather together.
Wekunge tichiungana pamwe chete.
I want to thank the Lord.
Tunoda kutenda Ishe
who has allowed me to be amongst you tonight.
Vanditendera kuti ndinge ndiri pakati penyu manheru anasi.
Great privilege. Amen.
Amen.
A few that don't know me.
Vashoma vasingandizive.
I believe a lot of you would remember me.
Ndinoruvimbo rwekuti vakawanda venyu vanondirangarira.
I had been exported. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we want to thank God.
As tinoda kutenda Ishe.
Amen. I remember now when I look at Brother Mafuke here.
Ndirikurangarira iye zvino ndakutarisa Brother Mafuke.
He reminds me years back.
vanondirangaridza makore akawanda kumashure.
Yes, back.
Makore akawanda kumashure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He just pulled me.
Vakandidhonza.
Said, let's go to Devedzo.
Vakati handei kudevedzo.
I had never preached a message in this message.
Ndanga ndisati ndaparidza maridzo mumaridzo yandinotenda.
But he had confused me for a minister already.
Asi ivo vanga vandivhiringidza vakandoditi no mushumiri necheka.
Hallelujah. So we went there.
Takaenda ikoko.
And that's where things started.
Ndopakatanga zvinhu zvacho.
But anyway, I'm happy to be amongst you.
Asi zvisinei ndinofara kuve pakati
penyu. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God for our brother Blessing Manyeche.
Ndoda kutenda Mwari na brother Blessing Manyeche
for the respect.
Nekundiremekedza.
Hallelujah. He has afforded me to be able to stand before you.
Neruremekedzo rwakwanisa kundipa kuti ndimire pamberi penyu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to find to be respected.
Zvakangonako kungoremekedzwa.
You feel good when you have been respected.
Zvinoita kuti unzwe zvakanaka.
But it takes a very respectable man to respect others.
Zvakutoro munhu anoremekedzeka kuti akwanise kuremekedza vamwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because of our time,
nekuda kwenguva yedu,
we will quickly rush into the word.
Tichakasika kumhanya mushoko.
Because our time is flying.
Nekuti nguva yedu iri kubhururuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time shall be no more.
Iyo nguva ichange isisipo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to read from the book of Matthew.
Tinoda kuverenga kuna bhuku raMateyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 2. Verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1 kusvika pana verse 3.
Hallelujah. We will try to sweep through the message.
Tichayedza kutsvaira mumharidzo yedu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of our time.
Nekuda kwenguva yedu.
Here my Bible says, now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Let's bow our heads to pray. Father God, when it comes to ability, I have none. I'm just depending on you. Lord, you know my weaknesses. Father, you know who I am. Lord, I pray you will close my mouth to speak things that are not right, and you will open my mouth to speak the things that will become holy oracles of God. Father God, your children are here expecting, and I'm praying God you will bless them in a special way. Lord, we want to thank you for you have allowed us to gather. Be with us now until the end. We commit these things to you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'll try not to be excited, because if I get excited, I might not finish what I want to bring up tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In case I don't be able to finish what I want to say, I want to speak on, we have seen his sign for this age.
Tudautara pamusoro wekuti taona chiratidzo chake chechizvarwa chino.
We have seen his sign for this age.
Taona chiratidzo chake chechizvarwa chino.
Before, if I don't finish,
kana ndikasapedzawo,
but I want you to know where we are going.
Asi ndoda kuti muzive kwatiri kuenda.
We will read our first quotation.
Chaverenga chinokurwa chekutanga
from the message, God is his own interpreter.
Kubva mubhuku rinonzi Mwari ndiwo mududziri wavo.
Paragraph 95. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Such that we can know where we are going.
Kuitira tizive kuti tiri kuendepi.
Amen. If we don't get to the end,
kana tikasasvika pakupera kwenyaya,
at least you know where we were going.
Zviri nani kuti munenge muchiziva kwatirikwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe we'll have a tire puncture along the way.
Pamwe tichazenge tine dambudziko munzira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know where we were going.
Asi munozva kuti tanga tirikuenda kupi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1964. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is his own interpreter.
Paragraph 95.
Brother Branham says,
Ama Branham what?
He was Elohim,
Wanga wari Elohim,
manifested in human flesh. Wearing human clothes,
wachitopfeka hanzu zevanhu,
eating human food,
vachidya kudya kwevanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just reading what Brother Branham says here.
He says,
he was Elohim, manifested
Elohim
in human flesh.
Airatidzwa munyama
yemunhu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elohim wearing human clothes.
Elohim achipfeka hanzu dzemunhu.
Elohim eating human food.
Elohim achidya kudya.
Brother Branham says, Amen.
Hazina Brother Branham, Amen.
He says a sign that in the last days,
chinowanika mazuva
ekuzvera,
Amen.
That God will appear again among his people.
Mwari vachaonekwa zvekare
muvanhu vavo. In human flesh.
Vari mumutumbi wemunhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where we are going to.
Ndokwatirikuenda.
God will appear again among his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In human flesh. We are privileged to be people living in the last days. Let's take our next scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 16. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will appear again. Hallelujah. In human flesh. Eating human food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wearing human clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 16 says, for the Lord himself
shall
descend from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With a shout. With the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Who shall descend? The Bible says the Lord himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember,
Rangarira.
The prophet has said,
prophet at,
he will appear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In human flesh, wearing human clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eating human food. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a pattern that he follows in his
ways.
Amen. And you are sure, if you look at God's pattern, you can be able to tell how he is going to do the next thing. If you look at the Exodus, first Exodus, they follow a pattern.
And
that pattern, God doesn't deviate from his pattern. Always, when he's doing something, God sends a sign. God's pattern is to give a sign to the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Remember Amos? In the book of Amos, says, surely the Lord God will do nothing until he reveals his mystery to his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And it's God's pattern to give people a sign before he does what he's promised to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, in the message, we have seen his star and we have come to worship him. That was preached in 1963. He says, now, God never does anything without showing a sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He is not guilty of ever doing anything, but first declaring it by a sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not guilty. He first has to give a sign before he does anything. Hallelujah. And here we see, amen, it was where we have read in the book of Matthew.
it was a time of a fulfillment of a promise. A fulfillment of a promise of the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here we find, the Bible says, these three men, amen, the Magi's were coming from the east to the west. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were coming from the east to the west. I believe that rings a bell.
Amen.
From the east to the west. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That movement, I believe it rings a bell. The message,
Marizo,
the word of God, moved from the east to the west. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet moved from the east to the west. The Magi are coming from the east. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the west. Hallelujah. Let's
Amen.
Not forget, as the gospel was moving from the east to the west, sin traveled with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sin also traveled. Civilization also traveled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there was an allotted word for each season, for each age, for each dispensation. God had a promise. God has a promise for each generation, for each age. God has a people. God has a witness for each age. Hallelujah. You might be the witness tonight. If you are a faithful witness, you deserve to be a witness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the predestinated people for this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have received the word. We have received the promise of the hour. It was a promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a promise to the Magi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were watching the star every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day. They were watching the star. Every day. Every evening. They would go and lie down, look into the sky and watch the stars. And this day, there came an unusual star. Hallelujah. God does unusual things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was an unusual star. It was not an ordinary star. When they looked into the sky, they saw stars. When they saw the stars, they realized these stars, they are not looking normal. They are not looking as everyday stars. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I believe you are following. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a promise. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter
18,
verse 14, the Bible says,
the
Lord God,
Ishemari,
amen, shall raise a prophet
like
unto me. Amen. Verse 15
wrote,
hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord thy God
Ishemari
will raise upon thee a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen. From the midst of thee, of thy brethren, unto him you shall hearken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to verse 16.
And about verse 16.
According to all that that thou desired of the Lord,
God,
in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see thy great fire anymore,
that I die not.
Okay. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have said. Verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet among their brethren,
like
unto thee, and he will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a promise. That's why the Magi were watching the stars every day.
Every day.
The reason why they were watching the star every day, because they had a promise. The reason why you read the Bible every day is because you have got a promise. The reason why you listen to a tape every day is because you have got a promise. We are gathered here, amen, because of a promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are gathered here because of an expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God comes to fulfill His word, He does it in an unusual way.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unusual things, they come, they happen during the time of fulfillment of a promise. Amen. Because it normally comes contrary to human expectations. It normally comes contrary to human interpretations. It normally comes contrary to human reasoning. The time of fulfillment is the time of a paradox. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham says, this that I'm speaking tonight might seem just a bit unusual. Especially of these notes,
Zikuru,
and scriptures that I've written here, which I refer to as many of them takes down scripture and so forth. Now it's a little unusual. I want you to always bear this in mind. God is unusual. God does unusual things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the trouble with us today. We got so set in usual things that when something unusual takes place, we are all out. We don't know what has happened. God does unusual things. And any man that's ever read the Bible knows that God always does unusual. Hallelujah. That was in the message we have seen in Star. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does these things in an unusual way. Hallelujah. When you look at the time of Noah, it was an unusual message. Amen.
Amen.
Build an ark. The first time it was ever heard. Hallelujah. No one had built an ark before that we have read about or that we had known about. Amen.
Amen.
But it was a specific message to Noah. Amen. And his people. It was going to rain. Maybe that was going to be new vocabulary. God is going to destroy the whole world. People could not imagine it. When Noah would speak about it, they had reasons to disbelieve Noah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they had never heard about it. But the ark that Noah was building was a sign to his generation.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Moses. Amen. He had an unusual message.
Hallelujah.
The people had been so used to stay in Egypt until when Moses came with the message. Hallelujah. He had a problem to convince the people that it's time to go out. People were so used to their jobs until the message of going out took them by surprise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were so used to be ill-treated by the Egyptians until when Moses came with the
marriage,
they had to ask Moses,
Moses,
how do we know that this message is from God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was departing from the daily agenda.
He was departing
from the norm. He was departing from the message that was acceptable amongst the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God is about to do something, remember,
rangarira.
It's unusual.
Chinhu chinau
jairika. When the message comes,
it
comes in an unusual way.
Ino yane zira sinau jairika.
The birth of Jesus Christ
kubarwa kwa Jesu Kristo
came with an unusual message.
Pakato uya ne marito sinau jairika.
To hear that a virgin
kudzwa kuti manda yatobata pamuyi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was not usual.
Changa chichi sinau jairika.
Hallelujah. It was a new doctrine.
Yanga itori nyaya itswa.
Amen. No one had ever heard of it.
Hakuna ngambodzwa nezvenya yakada.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When John the Baptist
John
was preaching,
pangaruparidza.
Amen. He was departing from the norm.
Anga ari kubvapa nezvakajairika.
He was rebuking dignitaries.
Anga achibvisa zvinhu zvese zveuremekedzwa kwenguva iyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until
Kushika.
that caused the death of John. Amen.
He was
rebuking the high offices.
John had come
with a new doctrine.
He had come
with water baptism.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He had seen a sign. God, when he's about to do something. Amen.
Amen.
He had the magi. They saw a star. Amen. What is a star? It is a source of light. Amen.
Amen.
The magi. They saw the star. They saw the light. Amen. It was a shining star. Amen. It was the magi.
We're
watching those stars. And when they looked this special night, this specific night, they started realizing this star
is
different from the rest of the stars. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It was a difficult time. Amen. It was a time of darkness. Amen. Things were not going on well politically. Amen. Politically things were bad. Morally things were bad. Spiritually things were bad. Maybe even economically. Things were bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But they saw a supernatural star. They saw a different star. Hallelujah. When they saw this star, amen, they started following the star. One thing that we can appreciate, amen, is that the star was a sign to them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That star had a meaning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That star was a God-given sign.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You do not have to follow every sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You do not have to follow every sign. There's a lot of people with a lot of signs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this was a specific sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a heavenly sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But that sign, it led them to the word made flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That sign led them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the word made flesh. Amen.
Amen.
A true sign. A true star. True light from the Lord. Will lead you to the word made flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That sign led them to the supernatural. It was a supernatural star. It was a supernatural light. Amen.
Amen.
And it led them to the promise of the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A true sign will lead you to the message, to the revelation of your day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They saw a strange sign. Hallelujah. They saw something that was not usual. A star different from the rest of them. Hallelujah. But it was going to lead them to the fulfillment of the word of their day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When they followed that star, it took them, amen, to a place, amen, where they met the promise. Adonis. Hallelujah. And they said, we have seen his star. And we have come to worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important to see the sign of your day, the light of your day. Moses, when he made his sign, hallelujah, he saw a burning bush. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was a sign to Moses. And that sign which he saw, it led him to the fulfillment of a promise. The Lord God had promised. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Exodus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had promised Moses. God had promised Abraham, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your children shall go into a strange land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in there, I will take them out with a mighty hand. It was a time, amen, of a fulfillment of a promise. When
Moses
went into the presence of the star, when he went into the presence of the sign that he was given, hallelujah,
amen.
Moses, hallelujah, we see him, amen, being part of the supernatural. When Moses met the word, hallelujah,
Moses
left whatever he was doing. He had to go bring back the head of sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To his father-in-law. Hallelujah. Then from that time, he said, he could have said, I saw a sign. Hallelujah. And I'm following that sign. Hallelujah. God was about to fulfill a promise. Gave a sign to Moses.
Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus.
And if now Exodus, chapter 3.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to see this Moses. God had promised. Amen.
Amen.
Your children
vana vako
will sojourn in a strange land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But I will come and take them out with a mighty hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe you still remember where we are going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we don't get there, but we already know that God in the last days is
going
to come, amen, and manifest himself in human flesh, eating human food, wearing human clothes. Amen. Isn't he doing that tonight? Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe we are in the same spirit here. Amen. Moses.
Moses.
In the book of Exodus.
Exodo,
chapter 3, verse 2.
Chisago 3
and
2.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
Mutumwa Jehovah aga
oneka fire. That was Moses' sign.
Chiratidzo cha Moses.
In the midst of a bush.
Ari pakati pegwenzi.
And he looked and behold.
Akatarira ndokuona.
The bush burned.
Gwenzi raifuta.
Fire.
Ine moto.
And the bush was not consumed.
Asi gwenzi raisatsva.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is an unusual event. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 7. And the Lord said, I surely have seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Hallelujah. It was a time of the fulfillment of a promise. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, fulfilling his promise that he had given to
Abraham.
The time for the fulfillment of the promise that was given to Abraham
had
come.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go, let's read on. And to bring them out of the land to a good land and a large and unto a land flowing with milk and honey,
kunyika
a place
of Canaan, Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was a time God was about to fulfill that promise.
Amen.
Here we see
Moses.
Hallelujah. Let's save our time. Amen.
Amen.
Now living. Now Moses is leaving, amen, for Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gets to Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He meets Pharaoh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had a difficult time. There was coming an unusual message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back home. That was Moses' message. And the people said, home. Amen.
Amen.
They were so much used
to
stay in Egypt. They were so much used to the food of Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
They were so much used. Amen. To stay in Egypt. Until some of them would have preferred to stay in Egypt forever. They would have preferred to get their ears.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they were refusing. Hallelujah. To leave their taskmasters. Amen. Moses.
Moses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he's telling the people, we must be going. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Moses also had a difficult time. Because it was also a difficult message to him.
When
God said, Moses, I want to send you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To go to Egypt.
To
take my people out. Moses had a lot of excuses. You know the story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said in chapter
4
of the book of Exodus. And Moses answered and said,
Moses,
but behold, they will not believe me.
Or
to my voice. They will say,
watch out.
The Lord has not appeared to
him.
And the Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. God, in order to convince Moses,
his
servant, he had to give him signs as well. Amen.
Amen.
That's God's way of working with human beings. Human beings, they want something tangible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm happy. We are not going to hold on to something tangible. We are Gentile believers. Amen. People of faith. We believe without seeing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Moses. To save time.
Amen.
He had to give excuses.
But
God had to give him signs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To show him that surely it is me sending you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here is an interesting part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God did not send Moses to go on his own. The promise to
Abraham
was that the Lord had said, amen.
Amen.
Your children shall sojourn in a strange land. But I will bring them out. Who was responsible for bringing out the children of God from Egypt? It was God. Remember, we read 1 Thessalonians. I'm trying to connect these scriptures for you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord himself, amen, shall descend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's go back to Moses.
Moses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Moses was sent, amen, to Egypt, but God had said, I will go, amen,
yenda,
and take out my people. But here we see Moses going.
Moses arguing.
Did God lie? No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When Moses got to Pharaoh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had, thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You cannot say, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until the Lord is within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses went to Egypt with, thus says the Lord. Why?
Say,
because the Lord
had
promised that he himself is going to take out the children of
Israel.
Until Moses, when he gets to
Pharaoh,
he says, let my people go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses had people.
Moses said,
he says, thus says the Lord. My brother, my sister, whoever comes with the thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got a question for you. Who is that person who comes with the thus says the Lord? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh did not believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Moses, hallelujah, started flexing his muscles.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses
started flexing his muscles.
Pharaoh,
let my people go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses went on.
Moses,
hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the story. To save our time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses went on.
Moses
to do all those miracles. Hallelujah. Before
Pharaoh.
Those three signs that he did before Pharaoh. Amen.
Amen.
Pharaoh hardened his heart. God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh could not let the people go. Moses had to bring the plagues.
Moses,
who is he that can create frogs into existence? Who is he that created heavens and earth? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Here we see Moses. He's speaking things into existence. But in Genesis, we saw one that spoke and the earth was created. He spoke things into existence. When Moses came, we see Moses speaking things into existence. What is the secret about this man Moses? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's the secret about Moses?
Moses.
We know him. He only killed one stinking Egyptian. But this time, he's not manhandling anyone. Amen.
He's not fighting with
hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not manhandling anyone. But he's just speaking things into existence. But we know who speaks things into existence. Whoever speaks things into existence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Elohim should be in that flesh.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Time fails us. But anyway, I have to skip these quotations. Amen. We want to speak about Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we try to come to a conclusion.
Amen.
Because of our time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham, he is sitting there.
Agagara agabo.
He has a promise. Promise of a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God is about to do something, he shows you a sign. God is about to give Moses. God is about to give
Abraham
the promise. The promise of a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look what happens.
Moses.
Abraham. He sees three men coming. Maybe it's because I didn't finish my quotes. That's why I'm going back to
Moses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I keep saying Moses because I didn't finish my
quotes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me just go to Abraham. He's sitting there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's watching. He's sitting there. He's relaxed. Hallelujah. He sees three men coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the sign of Sodom. That was about to come. Amen. That was a sign. Amen. Remember, Jesus Christ says in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 28 to 30, because of our time.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened in the days of Lot? The Bible speaks of the things that were happening. Speaks of the negatives. The Bible only pointed to the negatives. Hallelujah. But remember, we were taught. You don't read the Bible as if you are reading a novel.
Read
the Bible as you are reading the
Bible.
When you start reading a newspaper, read it as if you are reading a newspaper.
Don't
do vice versa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As it was in the days of Lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to concentrate
on
where we are going. Remember, we want to get to where we are going. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lot, in the days of Lot.
Mazwarot.
Amen. We have been told of the evil that was going on. But Brother Branham, points us to something that was happening to Abraham.